Hi everyone, it's Eli. You know how sometimes you stumble upon something truly game-changing in healthcare? Well, I found it. Kinetisense. This cutting-edge motion capture technology is transforming movement, assessment, and recovery. Imagine getting instant AI-driven insights without any wearables on your patient. That's right, no ping pong balls needed. Just pure, accurate data. Perfect for boosting athletic performance, pinpointing imbalances, and refining rehab. Top professionals worldwide trust Kinetisense to maximize productivity and results. Check out our partner page to learn more. Experience the revolution in movement. Welcome to Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More, the podcast that gives you a viewpoint in sports medicine that can't be found anywhere else. I'm your host, Eli Halleck, and we have a fantastic show ahead of us today. So let's get started. Today, we will be talking about something near and dear to all of our hearts, dance. I have two phenomenal people with me that I've known for a small stint of time. And in that time, they've made my life a little bit better. We'd like to welcome today to the show, Jackie Slight of LA Dance Magic. Hi, Jackie.
Hi there.
And Julie K. Stallcup of Julie K. Stallcup Everything and LA Dance Magic, of course.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Thanks for joining us today. I truly appreciate it. It's wonderful to see you both.
We're excited to be here.
I kind of believe that. So thank you very much.
Hey.
Our two listeners appreciate having you today. So thank you very much.
We can't wait. We can't. I'm excited. I pulled in at 1:20 in the morning from dance competition. I'm ready for this. Let's go.
Oh, okay, boy.
Let's go. Indeed.
Let's go. She brings up the key word, dance competition. We came across each other because of dance competition and this wonderful thing called LA Dance Magic. And that was started by Jackie Slight. So let's start with Jackie. Jackie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and where you came from?
This would take too long. I don't think we have time, but because now I'm old. I started dancing late in life, not till I was 18, and then had to kind of go fast and hard at it, and was blessed, worked as a dancer, worked as a choreographer. I've taught my whole life and got into dance competitions and conventions. I didn't even know what they were. Then years later, had the opportunity to start my own event. Since then, it's been, you know, perfect chaos. But
that's
right?
A great way to explain
my life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what it is. I have a 7 zillion stories, but don't know if I can say them out loud here. But maybe we'll get to one of them.
I hope we do. I hope we get to hear a couple. And how about you, Julie K., if you can give us a little background.
I mean, I've been a dancer for as long as I can remember. I started at 3, became a teacher at 12 years old because my teacher had, the owner of the studio had a teacher quit last minute. So she goes, can you teach boys how to dance? And I said, sure. So my first class was all boys. And all I knew to do at 12 years old was Newsies because it was the movie at the time. And so I jumped in and knew that that was going to be my life and watched my dance teacher, not really knowing her as a studio owner at the time because I was young, just do all these amazing things. So it's been a passion of mine and definitely a calling of something that I've loved my whole entire life. So I was the person that wanted to just take it full throttle ahead. Everybody went to college and I just wanted to become a dance teacher and an inspiration to kids. And I'm living proof that it can absolutely happen.
Yep.
You said a key phrase there, inspiration to kids. And I've seen it. You both are. There's no doubt in my mind. And I come from a background of athletics. I was that stupid jock. And well, I was an educated jock. I kind of knew what was going on, but I had no idea what the world of dance was until I met my wife and had two daughters. And they looked at me one day and said, "You know, Dad, we really like soccer. We know you played it in college and it was fun. And but we really like this thing we do. And we want to do that more. So can we take a year off, the infamous year off?" And I got thrust into the world of dance, not the show. God, no, they would never take me there, not even in the crowd. It was amazing the impact that you get to have, whether it's as small, as young as the age of three. My youngest, Lizzie, I remember her being in the, was it the mini room, Jackie, at LADM, and seeing her, the light in her eye just get so bright as she was in there in that room dancing. It's so important for you, I've noticed, Jackie, to connect with those kids and make them feel important. Why is that?
Because it's confusing right now for them. That's why. Go, here I go. I'm gonna, oh, get down off your soapbox, Jackie. There was a moment in time when I started dancing and in my early career that I knew that's what I was going to do. And the people around me had the same mindset, and the teachers had the same mindset. And now, fortunately, dance has grown and it's become, on a positive note, it's become a thing for kids to do, like soccer, football, baseball, dancing. It's all athletics. So it's become a thing where they're going to dance for their teen years, but not become dancers. Okay, that's awesome. You found a great thing to do while you were growing up. The hard part comes in where you have to, oh, how do I put this? You have to adjust, be careful, take care of the words that you use, because I came from a very small community of, we're going to be dancers. The teacher can say anything. And this is what you have to do to become a professional. In our world, these are young kids and teenagers. So what we say to them has a wider impact.
And
It
I, oh, I'm sorry.
doesn't cover just their dancing. It is stuff that they're either going to take with them forever or they're not going to listen to at all.
So I see Julie K nodding up and down, and I would love you to jump in and add to that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The reason you create a program like this in a convention is to introduce the world of dance to a kid that, you know, I mean, what I love about dance and all of these different things that I see, because I have three children of my own, is that everyone needs a place to go and everybody wants to feel, you know, that they have a place, right? And so when I see a young dancer come into that magic mini room, like a little scared, a little maybe crying, my favorite thing in the world is to run over there and just say, you know what, I'm scared too. Let's do this together. Let's be friends forever. And that immediately makes them feel that they're a part of something that's big and that's comforting. And that's our job as teachers, is to make them feel that they're a part of something bigger. You know what I mean? And I watched that this weekend too at competition. I'm usually on the other side of competition, you know, judging and doing that. But I'm backstage and I see things that on my weekend off that I'm like, wow, it matters what these teachers say to these kids. It matters what these owners make, how these owners make them feel, because this is an investment. What I love about the Magic Mini program and starting all of this youth program is that the parents see the investment in their child and they want to buy into it. And it's wonderful because it's a community. That's why I can never work for anybody else. This is my home. This is how I'm allowed to do what I truly, truly love. And when I feel that as an employee, my light can shine to all of those kids. And it's something that is important that teachers know, that we set the example for these young kids, and everything that we do and say matters, because it could spark, you know, them being a motivational speaker, them being, you know, a doctor one day. Well, you know what? I had the confidence to become a doctor because Jackie Slide, or what Julie K. Salkup said, or what Will Thomas said. Like, those things stick. Those words stick with them. So it's the investment into the youth and to helping the parents realize that this is a good village that can help them get through the hard years, like the teenage years. Where I'm in right now, I have a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, and an 18-year-old. I'm in the thick of it.
Oh, I feel for you. Jackie and I have
Every
both
day.
been there.
Oh,
Oh
I
my
just got
goodness.
every day. I'll just crawl underneath the desk and die.
I think one of my favorite comments from my wife really ties all of this together. Again, dumb athlete, had no clue what dance was all about. And wow, did I get an education over the last 20 years? My wife swears up and down, dance made her who she is. Period. End of story. No questions asked. She didn't go to competitions. I think she said she did once. She'll correct me if I'm wrong. She's great at that. And I'm wrong often, I admit it. But she swears up and down that it gave her the determination, the work ethic, everything that she learned in dance, how to be in front of people, how to present herself in front of people. Everything goes back to what she started as a little kid in, well, back then it was jazz, Fosse Fosse, and tap. That was it. And of course, ballet, because it has to go ballet. Dance made her who she is as a successful business person now. So I love how you talk about starting in that magic mini room. And we all get this. My sister, Angela, only has boys, and they're big football guys and have no idea what the magic mini room is. So, Jackie, if you could you explain to my sister, Angie, exactly what the magic mini room is?
I
So
really
those
should
people.
let Julie K do it because she runs that whole magic
Oh
mini
my goodness.
thing, and it is what it is because of her, because they
Julie.
scare me. So I should defer to Julie K on that.
Would you mind, Julie, just a quick synopsis of what that is?
The magic mini room is like a jump start, a kickstart, a rookie program to start to introduce the world, right? The little kids, yeah, from ages. I feel like I've had the youngest, I think this year, 1 3-year-old in one room, up to 6, 7, and 8 junior prep-ish, and then they start to go into the junior room. The magic mini room is like a Disney World, like a Disneyland, like you know what I mean? It's just all the characters, all the fun things. It's just an introduction of what dance can be. I feel like, and I've always said this, like a combo class is so important to have in a dance studio because it's the buffet of dance. It teaches them, oh, I'm gonna put my tap shoes on and then I'm gonna change into my ballet shoes. And then I might take jazz and I might add on a little bit of acro or musical theater. So it's like that kickstart that, dancers need to be able to introduce. And my job that's so important, thank God I have this role because I love it, is that my role is so important because if I keep them engaged and I show them the possibilities, as a young dancer, then they're going to stay throughout their senior year. So my goal when they walk in is to nurture them, love them, comfort them, and show them that this path is amazing, whether you decide to stay with it after college or after high school or whatnot. You learn so much from it. And we teach them all kinds of things in the magic mini room. How to be brave, how to get up on stage in front of the whole crowd before the faculty. It's just they get performance aspects, they learn kindness, they learn inclusion. It really is my life to make sure that every single weekend those kids go, Miss Julie K, I had the most fun I've ever had in my life. Thank you for believing in me. That's all I care about. And I get the parents involved. We play games. We do all kinds of things because I want them to know that we are a company full of love, family, and support because that's where you want your investment for your kids. I want my kids to feel safe. I want those parents to feel that they've invested in something amazing, and they do.
But I think one of the most important things that Julie K teaches is that they can. They leave feeling that they can. Now,
Yeah.
this is so important for the rest of their life, but they move up then next year to the junior room. Oh, whoa. And it's a little harder. And they come in now, they're like, whoa, this is not what just happened over there. This is different. But they come in thinking, but I can.
Possibility.
Yes. So, yes, it's harder, and you can. You just have to learn this and this and this to make that happen. Let's go.
So a progression. And they learn they can, and you start them on the right path, hoping that it will take and it'll help and they'll keep going and they love it and they know that they are engaged and safe and they can become invested.
Without flowering them with compliments that are not real. So, learn that you can. And then you stand on your own. Now you don't need all the flowery compliments because you just go.
And,
Love
but they
it.
always feel too that they can come back to us. That's what's so great is all of the teachers on faculty teach in that magic mini room. So the relationships are built. So it feels like an easy transfer, like that you're transferring into another class. Oh, I've had Mr. Will in the magic mini room. Oh, it's a little bit harder now, but having that heart and that excitement in there makes them want to jump in there. And once they do that, they're like, oh, Miss Shula K, this is so much harder. I'm like, I know, but I got you. I got you. Come on, let's. I'm down there. I'm like, come on, I'll do it with you. Let's go. Come on. That's all they need is a little push.
And I want to say one of the big differences I've seen in dance, again, non-dancer, is how you are engaged. I see it in athletics all the time, but there's a bit of a different mechanism, I would say, of engagement. The yelling, the screaming, the hollering. You don't see that at, well, from a teacher, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, really, in at LADM, LADM's magic, I never saw that. I didn't see them take a student athlete aside like I see at a high school or at a youth sport and start screaming, "You did that wrong. You did that wrong." What I've seen is someone get engaged. One of the teachers, it could be either of you or any of the others, pull them aside, him or her, and say, "Look, here's what needs to be done." And it's personal. You're vested and involved. Those are the kind of experiences these kids remember in a positive light, as opposed to quite often what we see on the sidelines at a football, baseball, basketball game.
I think teachers, they're living like their own little funny story in their head all the time, because the kids do it wrong for a very long time until they do it right. And so there's no point in saying for the next 3 years, "That was wrong, that was wrong, that was wrong." In your head, you're like, "Wow, that was so wrong. But next time it got just a little better." Okay, let's leave it there. And then next time it got just a little better. Now you start to say, "Here we are. This is how to go to the next level." But they're wrong for a really long time. There's no point in saying that.
Because that just beats them down, right? You're not developing a young man or a young woman by constantly being negative, which is something we see way too often.
I look at life as an adventure. We're going to stop at different destinations. We're going to meet new friends along the way. You know, we're going to gain some knowledge. We're going to do it. But I want to have a good time, and I want them to have a good time, because as I get older, I go, "Gosh, you know what? I've had the most amazing life. And I'm so proud of that because of what my mom and dad provided me. And they surrounded me by strong, high-level thinking people. And I think that that's important." So I've always taken that. I've always said to myself, especially when I was in a transition and about to come into LADM, I was like, "I just want to surround myself by people that lift me up, make me feel better." And that's the same way that parents feel about when they invest in LA Dance Magic. They want high-level thinkers, you know, hyper-focused people that are into their kids and making sure that they're getting the best value that they can.
And I can say, as a consumer of that product for so many years, I felt a difference. I did. When we came to, whether it was back in the day in Irvine, LA Dance Magic, or then later at the Hyatt Regency in Anaheim, we felt different. And it felt different when we were engaged at one of your competitions. And it came to me, I realized it when Jackie, you and I talked one day, as I was sitting there and we made that funny, that I won't go into that story.
No, you can.
Okay. this is, Julie, I don't know if you've ever heard this. This is one of my favorite stories of all time of
ever.
Where I work. And Jackie and I sent it to her via email, and it's fun. Gabe, if you want to edit this out, go right ahead. But I love this story. Okay. So Jackie's sons actually went to the school that I work at. I never knew that for years. They were here for 3 years. I think I bumped into them one day. We're sitting there. We're at Nationals for LA Dance Magic Nationals. First time ever down in Irvine. It's exciting. I've been there 3 or 4 times at this point. My kids are invested. They love it. It's one of their favorite events. And we're standing there, and I come walking to the door, and I see 2 boys. And I'm thinking, why are 2 of my students here at a dance competition? Okay, maybe they're competing. "Hey, guys, what you doing?" "Hi, Mr. Halleck. What's going on?" "Oh, I'm here with Mom and Dad." "What? Mom and Dad? Mom and Dad who? What?" It didn't register. I didn't put 2 and 2 together. 2 and 2 for me at that point equaled 12. So I had no clue what was going on. "Oh, where are they?" "Oh, they're up on the stage." So I walk in, I look on the stage. All I see is the dance instructors. I don't get it. And then I paused as Dave came out and went, "Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So that means your mom is..." So I caught him later and I went, "What the hell?" And they started laughing. They're like, "Mr. Halleck, we've seen you for the last 3 years. We see you walk..." I had no clue. every time we saw you, we would dive in, literally dive into bushes. And they told me the area. They would see me all the time. They would dive into bushes. They didn't want to see me. They didn't want me to know that they were part of this. Like, but they're like, oh yeah, no, we saw you coming. We'd go the other way. We'd hide behind trees. We'd jump in the bush. We saw you for years. I was clueless. Okay. My wife is 1000% correct. I am clueless at times. So I looked at him. I'm like, so you've seen me for years there. Yeah. And mom's Jackie. Yeah. So she runs everything. Yeah.
It's normal. And,
dude, what's the problem? We just didn't want to be known as the dance kids.
It's true.
Okay. So Jackie and I started talking about this and how this funny little connection occurred. And we're sitting there one day over coffee. And I said, you know, I would love to try and become a little bit involved. I've noticed, and this is one of the reasons I really wanted you to on this podcast. I was stunned at how mentally, not just driven, but physically and mentally tough dancers are. It was a eye-opening experience. The first time I saw a dancer just toughen up, get back out on stage. And I'm thinking my football players would be in the medical clinic saying, yeah, the game's done. So Jackie and I started talking. And when we start talking, it's kind of like when Julie, you talk with anybody, you just, everything starts working. You just start thinking and ideas start flowing. And we came up with, why don't we do a little conversation, a little presentation, a little talk for parents, teachers, and or if necessary, help at the events. And for years, I would go to the events and I became the athletic trainer of LADM and take care of the healthcare situations. It was so eye-opening. Jackie, over the years, there has to have been issues with not just you, but people in your company's physical health. How did you as a dancer and or you as the LADM owner maintain your personal physical health and try to help your dancers monitor their physical health and well-being throughout your career?
You know, we take the same mindset as we do about training, as opposed to trying kinda to stay well. It's something that you do. We don't baby ourselves because there's no time for that. So if something comes up or if we feel especially tired or I don't feel so great, we take care of it. Take care of it now so that it doesn't become a thing, because I don't have time for it to become a thing. Our health really is just part of our process because we don't have time to be sick or hurt. So I'm going to avoid that.
I hear that so often from dancers. I don't have time to be hurt. One of my best experiences ever was being on the side stage at LADM. Somebody had called, Eli, come take care of somebody. Okay, sure. Company member, something had happened, needed help, about to rush out on stage. Something's wrong with my foot. Okay, check it out. Take a look. Evaluate as quickly as I can. I think you broke it. What? I think you broke da-da-da-da. Oh, okay, boom. Runs out on stage. She just wanted to know what was wrong. She didn't care what it was going to feel like. She just wanted the knowledge. See Julie laughing a little bit.
Yeah, so same thing.
It is just physical and mental toughness. I tell my football players, give me a dancer any day for mental and physical toughness. Mm-hmm. Julie K, what do you think about that?
I mean, I've only honestly, knock on wood, been hurt one time in my life. Here's the thing. Dance is my entire life. Like, I don't know what I would be without it. It's when you love something that much, you'll do whatever it takes. Now that I'm a mom, it's like another child. Like, it's another sibling. Like, it's, I don't know. I mean, the alarm goes off. God only knows what time, what city. I don't even, sometimes we don't even know where we are. And I'm like, all right, today's another great day to be great again. My dad died when I was a senior in high school, and my dad was the most driven person I've ever met in my whole life. He died, unfortunately, immediately, like right in my senior year. And I remember, like, I know this kind of sounds weird, but looking at him laying there and me saying goodbye to him, I was like, I'm going to finish everything that you couldn't. But I kind of want to cuss you out sometimes because I need you to be here to help me and guide me. Now that I've moved home, I go to the cemetery quite often and I'm like, okay, Dad, why can't you just be here? Like, I need your guidance. Because he was that go-getter kind of person. And he was like, my time is just as important as your time. If you show up late, you've wasted my time and your time. So you've wasted two. Like, he was that person that taught me those techniques. And, you know, it's crazy. I was raised by three brothers that are 18 years older than me. So I've already been tough as hell. Then I lost my dad, and then I lost my mom about 13, 14 years ago. And it's like one of those things where it's like, you know what? I just got to keep going. But I'm driven by that oomph to do better, that zest of life. My mom always said, I don't even know what to do with her. Like, what are you gonna, like, she signed me up for dance at Studio One and told the 72-year-old lady that was the receptionist, she's the happiest kid I've ever seen, but she has so much energy, I don't know what to do with her. Here you go.
Wait, you have energy? I find that so hard to believe. Jackie, yeah, you agree with me on that? No.
Yeah, none.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
But you know what? That first teacher taught me my first song. I put my tap shoes on, and then the rest was history. It's just because it's what I was born to do. It's what I needed to do in my life to get by. And whenever I get upset, I'll go in that studio down the street and I'll turn some music on and I'll turn the lights off, or I'll leave them on and put a different song on and just move for myself. It helps me get through things in life. It fuels me.
I like that. Move for myself. I like that.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy.
Ultimately, it's me at the end of my life. And if I didn't truly love myself, what the hell was the journey worth anyway? I got to love who I am. I mean, and that's the thing. I think it's discovery. Dance is discovering who you are and working through all of the different ways that you could become the person and the version of that you want to be. I see it in my own kid. My kid has the same fire that I do. I saw it this weekend and I thought, dear God in heaven, I got to go back to the cemetery and be like, Mom and Dad, are y'all watching this? Are you making this crap happen right now? Because that kid looks just like me, dances. I mean, she's way better, thank God. But you know what I mean? Like that, she saw that work ethic in me. I owe that to my dad, because my dad gave it to me. I gave it to my kid. Pass it on. It's tradition.
Moving forward. That's nice. Fun. And I saw Jackie nodding for a little bit.
Well, because she gets to see my kid too. She laughs. Yeah. She loves it too. Except my daughter thinks that it's like Uncle Will, Uncle Albert. Mama Jack, she just thinks that they're
as she fashion. Should. Thank you very much. As she should.
She should.
You mentioned Uncle Will. I think I saw Uncle Will last night. Did I not?
On the Oscars.
Yeah, that was so cool. Now, actually, okay, we brought that up. How are you feeling today, Julie Kay? A little shout out last night on the Oscars from your girl.
You know what was so funny? I'm heading home, driving home, 4.5-hour drive, and I see, oh my God, Billie Eilish thanked you on the Oscars. And I was like, I just sent Maggie, her mom, a message saying, go win it again. I'm so proud. Go do it. Go do it. She was like, we just arrived. Anyway, so I get in the car and I'm like, what? What happened? What? I mean, who would have ever thought that she would thank her dance teachers?
Well, it tells you what kind of impact you had that you all have.
It also showed her mother, Maggie, and her father, Patrick, that they invested in the right places. She thanked her dance teachers and her choir teacher from LA.
That was awesome.
The power of your first teacher. It's the first teacher that you have that plants it all. Like, and if they did a bad job, they could literally walk away and throw it all away. It's the power of that teacher. And it makes you feel good. I didn't know she did it. Now I'm sitting there going, everybody's like, my phone's going all crazy. I'm like, I'm just trying to survive the drive home. What's happening?
Well, this could be a reason why my daughters love LA Dance Magic so much. I think that was the first competition they both went to and competed in. So that could be part of it. But I think a lot of it just deals with the people that have invested their time in your organization and what you bring to the table in such a positive light, which brings a question that you've really answered over and over and over. How have you both fostered a positive and an inclusive dance community within your classes? When you're teaching, whether it's at LADM or when you're doing something elsewhere, how do you keep that positive feeling going in the dance community? Because it's not always for everybody so positive, but you seem to always make it positive. Jackie, how about you?
Well, because I don't teach the little tiny kids. And then when I teach classes in LA, it's a professional level class. So it's not always happy clappy, you know? I give them direct information listen to this and do it like this. It's going to be better. Trust me. And then they do, and something changes and it works. They're there. They want me to give them direct, concise information that they can use. Personally, I'm not about competing against each other in class, but I do say, if you see someone do something that's fantastic, figure it out and try to make it happen on you, because you're learning as much from the other students as you are from me. So let's go. I'm not in professional classes, I'm not, sugar, little sweetie, sweet teacher. I'm not that at all. It's not personal, and it's very personal. Oh, that was weird, right?
Not at all.
If what you want to do, then let's put in the work, because nothing comes for free. And if it does, it's not worth it.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. And Julie was nodding. You have something to add, Julie?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I teach the young kids. I'm very stereotyped as a young kid teacher. But anytime I go in there and I teach like the advanced kids, they're like, why are you the hardest teacher I've ever had? And I'm like, it's because you put me in a stereotype of that. I mean, I owned a studio for 15 years. I want them to know that I'm a loving, nurturing teacher. But ultimately, like, Jackie and I are very structured people. We like a good structured class because we know the formula of how to make sure that the class is running smoothly. But when the vibe is good from a class, I'll come in while Jackie's teaching and she's got everybody eating out of the palm of her hand because she's got the right music, she's got the right movement, she's got the right energy. It's all about the vibe and the energy that you bring to that class. It makes people want to be a part of it. And you can tell right away from that teacher, you're like, I don't know. But it's just like what she said, you've got to put the work in it. I tell everybody all the time, I mean, I can correct something. Jackie and I could walk in and correct something and they'll be like, well, how did you do that? I'm like, well, I just saw it. Let's apply it. Let's figure it out. But nowadays, just with learning differences and the way that people approach social anxiety now after COVID and everything like that, you have to be very careful with your audience and making sure that you're not just teaching it one way. Okay, well, let me adapt and put it in a different way. So the analogies and the teaching approach that we have, it really fosters and helps those dancers feel that, oh, okay, I could do this and it could work and it couldn't work. You know what I mean? But as I teach older kids, I'm like, it's not it. And even when I'm judging a competition, I'm like, let's look at it this way. Just try it this way. And I try to give them from a teacher standpoint of like, okay, you know what? They're looking at the ground, put an audience in front of them, put a chair and put audience members up there so they can perform to them. If they get nervous about that and they're younger kids, put a whole group, have them bring stuffed animals, put all the stuffed animals at the front of the room and have them perform for their stuffy, whatever it takes. Put a sticky note up there. Have them visualize that. It's about the visuals, the analogies, and the vibe and the energy that you bring. And I'm telling you, I don't know how Jackie's done it, but she hires the very best people to put it all into work. It is a masterpiece at the end. And when I get on that stage and I dance with those people and I throw my right hand up and we take that bow, I'm proud every weekend of what we've done. And not a lot of people can say that. I'm proud of it. Every time, and it's like that, woo, when Will yells on stage, I'm like, yeah, come on, brother, let's go. But you know what? People notice that because it's a communication on stage. It's like, oh my God, they're proud to be a part of this. A lot of people aren't proud of their product. We are.
We can see that, that's for sure. Elevate your knowledge, ignite your curiosity, and compete with the best minds at events hosted by the American Academic Competition Institute. AACI's sports medicine competitions feature practical exercises, challenging quizzes, specialty tests, and keynote speakers that foster knowledge and social engagement in healthcare and sports medicine. Go to aacitest.org for more information on upcoming regional and national competitions. Sign up for the Ultimate Intellectual Showdown. And you brought up a couple words there, and I'd really love to get both your input on it. Jackie, you said earlier, words are so valuable and so important, especially the first-time teachers or any teachers that any student, whether dancer, athlete, whatever, youth at any level, connects with. Julie Kay, you said something about the COVID years and how some things have changed. I noticed as a teacher, and I've noticed as a healthcare provider, that there is a little more stress, a little more anxiety a little more focus on mental health for these teenagers, for the youth in general, let alone the adults. How do you try, or how are you able in your, you know, go, 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 go weekend to take that moment and deal with somebody having either anxiety or some type of mental health issue? What can you do, or how are you able to handle the situation?
Often we can tell if something's happening, certainly if it's among kids that we really know. The room is filled. You've seen it. So quite full. So we don't get to connect with every kid. That's why what we say in front of them is going to have an impact in one direction or another. So we don't have to be flowery. We don't have to be give compliments. We don't have to do that. We just have to be support and tell them that XYZ is the right thing, as opposed to this is wrong and this is wrong. It's terrifying right now because people, I almost said kids and I didn't mean that, people become famous in an instant, right? Insta-famous. Famous in an instant, but it also only lasts an instant.
Yes.
What we're trying to do is give them support forever. You're not going after a short amount of time. I've always said to my students that have been around forever, come back to me in 30 years, tell me what you're doing. Then you've had a career. No matter what it is, it's a career.
Yeah.
So we like to support the longevity of their decisions, as opposed to, this is so cool right now. No, I want to be cool right now. You know, like stay current. And I mean it, but it doesn't mean you throw all the other stuff away, because everything you learn, every step is a building block. Everything you take with you, you don't throw it away just because you've learned something new today. Okay, she's yelling. Go ahead. I'm done.
No. No,
I love that soapbox. I love that soapbox moment. That was wonderful. I just see Julie K going, yeah, I agree.
That's right.
And I have stuff to add.
It's just the foundation. You know what I mean? Like if you lay a solid foundation in a person, they can build.
Yep. You want the best story.
Yes. Ever. Okay, good.
This is cool.
Yes.
Most of our students that have like grown up on our convention, they come back like Julie. They always come back and visit her. We see stuff about them and they blah, blah, blah. This one girl, our motto is like, do not be tired. It's not that I don't love you. I love you, but I don't care. Let's go. I'm tired too. Come on. So you can't go to work tired. You don't show up tired. Go. She went to college. Yay, good job. And then she got an interview to be in the sorority that all the girls wanted to get into. Everybody wanted to get into this sorority. So she was meeting with this girl who was in charge of something or other. The girl sat down. They were like at some restaurant. They're having coffee. And the first thing that this girl said to our student was, "Ugh, I'm so tired today." Okay. And the conversation went on. Later, student goes to her mom and says, I don't want to be in this sorority. Like, they're tired. She's tired. I'm just meeting her for the first time and she's tired. No, thanks. And she turned them down.
There you go.
But there you go. Her first reaction to this person was no, thank you.
Well, you got to put your best foot forward right off the bat.
So anyway, I know. What did that have to do with what we were saying? I'm not sure.
Well, no, I mean, dance is a total vibe. The music helps you, all of it. So like whenever I walk into a room, like I moved here with no friends. I mean, I have my best friends from high school, but like, I don't know some of these people. Like my vibe is absolutely crazy, like off the chart. Everybody else is like this, you know, calm and collected. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do I fit in here? I don't fit in. It's fine. I'm only LAD on my phone. Like, it's your first impression. You know, they were like, we don't know what to think of you. You've had this wild life. And I'm like, yeah, but I really, really want this calm life as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's showing that other person as well. Like what you were just
Julie
saying.
Julie K, your first impression was a positive one. So that's different.
Huge difference.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a very accepting person, but that's what dance made me feel. So whenever somebody goes into a job interview and it doesn't quite feel right or their vibe, they don't want to do it. Because you
No.
know what? We're passion-based people. We've done exactly what we said we were going to do from day one. We put the pedal to the metal, full gas tank, and ready to go. I mean, that's just who we are, right?
Yeah.
It has to be, because you're in for that weekend, you're in charge of several hundred, if not a thousand, young adults to minis, and they're expecting you to be on the entire time.
That's exactly right. So do your job.
Yep, it's a new city. These kids have never seen what you just did in the last city. It's just like we're heading to Jersey. Okay, great. These kids, they're ready for me. I got to be just as fresh and ready to go as possible. And there's some weekends where the assistants go, "Wow, you've got more energy than last week." And I'm like, "Watch, wait for next weekend." They're like, "Oh my God, I'm scared." I'm like, "You should be. You better bring it too, because I'll call you out." I do. And they are not lived. I'm like, "Go ask, go thank those teachers. You put my dots down. Let's go. Come on now. Get ready to go."
Yep.
They know. They're very respectful. Those company kids, that program is amazing. And I love being able to teach them sometimes on Saturday mornings. Like, I just love it. I'm like, "You know what? Be grateful that you've got this. Run. I ask those teachers if they need anything." It's a job. It's a way to transport them into this next level. And I see those kids going, making flights, you know, and still making their classes the next morning because of the work ethic that Jackie put in them. That's what you want, a hungry person. I'm
Yep.
hungry.
Yep.
Hungry.
They work harder. They're better employees. They're better people. They try. They give effort. And I've seen a lot of that in my daughters because of dance and what they've learned throughout their careers and being part of the LADM Dance Company. I know the first time I went by myself with my daughter, LADM, was Santa Clara.
Oof.
Sitting there, first off, I love the sushi bar. That was phenomenal at that place.
Still
That
there.
Hyatt Regency there. Oh, geez, love that place. Sitting there, and okay, I got dinner for you. Let me know when you get it. And I get a text back. Yeah, we'll talk. Okay. And she's working. She runs by, grabs a bite. About 10 p.m., she grabs a bite out of her burger. And literally one bite, runs back. Like, where are you going? Gotta work. Okay. Runs by around 11. By this point, it's a little cold, but I'm enjoying the bar, so it's all good. Grabs another bite, goes the other direction. And it went on that way for a couple hours. She didn't complain once. She didn't complain once. She was working her tail off. And then she loved it so much. Maddie loved it so much. She pulled in Lizzie, or Elizabeth, as I prefer to call her. And just the work ethic, the level of tired. We kind of joke there are different levels of tired. I think everybody knows that. Every parent knows that. But is it a competition weekend tired? Which you can be tired, but it doesn't matter. You're still going. You have no choice.
Until you hit the bed.
Then you're out.
And I told last night when I pulled in at 1:20, I was like, "Lights out, Daryl. We're done. Curtains closing. Curtains closing." That's what I do, is I always put the blanket over. I'm like, "The curtain's closing. Show's over. I'm done."
What kind of advice could you give those young, not so young, preteens, teens that are kind of dabbling with the idea of doing this professionally, but still seeing a different direction and trying to figure out which path to take?
Look at us, we're like, "Whoa, that's a tough one. That's a tough one."
Turn and run from that question. I'm turning
Okay,
and
so
running from
here's
that.
the reality is, if you become a professional dancer, you have to understand that you're always looking for a job.
Always.
So that's something that is not, you know, they don't get that. Why would they try to understand that when they're young? But older, you may be working a job, but it's going to be done this week, and next week you're unemployed. This is tough. It's not like you went in for a job interview in an accounting firm and you got the job, and now you go to this job every day for as long as it suits everyone. It's different. You're always interviewing for a new job. It's a lot. Is it worth it? Well, to me, yeah, I loved it. So you have to keep your eyes open for all the paths that are open to you and available. Don't sit there and whine and hope that something's going to come to you, because it's not. So you have to keep your eyes open. Don't Don't step on toes unnecessarily. Don't, this is what we tell the kids all the time. It drives me crazy. Don't talk garbage about people. It will come back to you. It's a small community and you're always looking for a job. So
tiny,
just be positive.
Tiny community. Shush. Tiny community.
Tiny.
Yep. Tiny.
Shush.
I used to say that to my daughters and they didn't believe me. And then they sat in the LADM ballroom and heard that come out of Jackie Slight's mouth. And all of a sudden it was written in stone.
Oh, yeah. Because if she says it, it's the end all be all.
But if mom and dad say it.
Yeah, right. But okay. So that's just kind of it. It's the hard truth is that it's not an easy career because you're always looking for a job.
You know, they
and
say
some people, it suits them so well.
Right. I mean, there's a reason that they're like, hey, go chase your dreams. I always say this, you know, you need to chase your dreams, but sometimes if you chasse your dream, it's much better because you sometimes just get there a little bit quicker. You know what I mean? Just chasse, just get out, get go over there, do it.
Now, again, back to my sister. She has no idea what a chasse is. Can you explain
that to her? A chasse is like a gallop. You make the tunnel, you close the tunnel. You make the tunnel, you close the tunnel. You just chase. It's like Tom and Jerry.
There you go. Okay, Ange, you got that now?
Yep, there you go. I'm going to get up and do one.
Oh, I'm glad we got video going.
With a pointed toe, I'm going to lead. Don't lead with your heel. We're not going to the hoedown, y'all. We're going to the ball. That's what I celebrate. Like, we're not going to the hoedown. We're going to the ball. Show your last slipper. Jackie's like, shut up.
One of my favorite quotes that I know Jackie says, and I'm sure most of the people say, oh, don't worry. This is a good one. You're good. You're safe. You never know who's going to hire you. You've said that over and over and over. And after a while, I've heard it once or twice. And you're right. You don't. And some of these young men, young women don't understand that. I always wanted to ask you, is there a story behind that? Or did you just realize it?
Oh, no, it's been part of my life forever. It's ever since I started dancing. People who are in the position of hiring, and our jobs are usually condensed, like the Oscars with Will, very short rehearsal time, and you shoot it and you're done. The people in charge don't want to work with someone who's difficult. I don't have time for you to be difficult. I want you to be a professional and do your job, and I'm going to do the same thing. And then we're going to get this done in the time that we have allotted. And that's what it is. We're all going to do our best job, and then the project is good. If someone comes in with, I can feel an attitude in them, I think, I'm going to have to watch this and keep this in check because I don't want to deal. That's the way everybody feels. I hate to blanket statement with the word everybody, but
it's true.
Yeah, it's true. Negative attitude. He's cut off.
He's mute.
My wife wishes she could have that button. She really does. One of my favorite stories off your comment about you never know who's going to hire you. I actually helped one of the dancers from LADM one year get a job. Of all things, not as a dancer, but as a commentator. So you really don't know who's going to hire you. So you do need to put your best foot forward. And remember, it's a small, tight-knit community. And they remember, just like you said, who's easy to work with? Who has a positive attitude? Who puts their best foot forward? All these cliches are so true.
They're so true. And people, when they're hiring dancers, are there auditions? Well, yes. But I will get calls all the time from my other friends who are choreographers, and they'll say, hey, who do you think, la, 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 for this job? And I go, yeah, certainly, absolutely, this person, absolutely, that person. Don't know this person, so I can't tell you. And that's how it goes down. It is word of mouth.
Very much in every industry nowadays.
Yes.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind being one of those three dogs in the video right there. Geez, they got a good life right now, don't they?
My favorite one is downstairs.
Julie Kay, you have four dogs.
Mm-hmm. Four dogs, six koi fish, three kids, and a hot daddy.
There you go.
Oh, too funny. Here's a question for you. If you could change one thing about the industry, if there was one thing that you're willing to say you would change about the industry, and that industry could be any part of the industry you want to talk about, what is something you would change?
Oh, Lord. Oh, you got something. I do too. Go ahead.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. I think that we need to be more accepting of each other. I mean, it's something that I see even just backstage this weekend, like we need to build a stronger support system for each other because everybody is living their own battles and has their own baggage. We should be some more, I mean, I know it's a competitive world out there, but you know, if somebody beats you, then they beat you, or if they get the audition, they get the audition. You just have to keep trying. You know what I mean? I would love a more supportive industry. I mean, I'm surrounded by amazing people, but not everybody is as lucky as I am to be around supportive people. That would just be mine.
Hmm. I like it.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie?
I tell this to our moms that come. I did the whole, I mean, my two boys, and they played soccer and they played tennis and they did stuff that was competitive. And it used to give me a stomach ache because that's what happens.
Understand.
You can't deal. You can't breathe. And my child, and they're the cutest, funniest, smartest person on the planet. I don't understand why he's still sitting on the bench. And everyone feels the same because that's what comes with being a mom. But I have this line that our moms refer to, and it's the one thing that they should remember. And it's the only thing that they're allowed to say to their kids on our convention. And it's six words. I love to watch you dance. And that's it. And that frees the kid to do whatever they're doing. And it frees the mom to do that. And the kid doesn't feel judged. I love to watch you dance. You weren't specific. You didn't say, you did a good job on those turns. It was just that one. Nah, zero judgment. I love to watch you dance.
Yeah.
The end.
I should have listened to you, Jackie, this weekend. Zeta goes, how was it? I was like, low platinum.
Oops.
Low platinum.
I was like, I mean, your turns are a wreck. It's just hard. I need to take your advice more. I'm going to take that now.
You do love to watch her dance. I love to watch
her
dance.
I do. You know what? I do love watching her dance. But she's like, no, seriously, what would have been your critique?
That's because she's your kid. So get
it. I know. Okay.
Adjudicate. Adjudicate. Please adjudicate. Is that what she was asking for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she adjudicates me. Mom, you need to stop laughing so loud. You need to stop talking. You know what? You just need to stop breathing, Mom. Thank you. So glad that I just bought you all those new clothes and the dance shoes.
But dance stuff is cheap. It's inexpensive. Any of us can afford it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tap shoes. I'll say tap shoes.
Tap shoes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then my other one, she would burn through jazz shoes like there was no tomorrow. Oh, geez. Shocking. Quite shocking. Shocking. As a dad that never danced, it was shocking, the cost. At the same time, I'm not spending $800 on a baseball bat. So I'm spending $100 on jazz shoes.
$800?
Oh, you'd be shocked what they pay sometimes. Yeah, jazz shoes, $100 a pop. You just happen to go through a lot of them every season. So it's all good. Yeah, we do what we do for our kids, right?
Yeah.
Everything. Adjudicate. I love that. One thing you could say, though, and I'll correct you, Jackie. Don't forget dads. We're there, too.
Yeah.
Not all of us, but quite a few. We love it. Good friend of mine.
You were always there, Mr. Support System, man.
Well, you know, two girls. Got to be where my girls are. So that was fun. That was a very fun time in life. I miss going to all those conventions. My wife and I talk about them all the time. We would do the Utah one, the Santa Clara one, and then the Irvine/Anaheim one. Absolutely love those. Just found a picture from the Utah one the year that it started snowing right at the end of the convention as everybody got out. And Will decided he might take everybody to McDonald's. I'm not sure if you remember that. He was going to walk everybody at midnight to McDonald's. And everybody was in. And we sat there going, oh, Will, no, please, Will, don't do it.
Jackie, that's the quick weekend where you, Gracie Holler, and I, we were in the cab on the way there and we hydroplaned and we screamed. I'll never forget it. And we were like, it's a long drive. And we were like, I just remember Jackie was in the middle and she goes like this. And of course, it made me a nervous wreck. And I wanted to go like this. It's such a mother's instinct. I was like, oh my God.
Put your arms out.
Mom arms.
Yep. Mom arms, protect everybody and hope for the best. And then the next day we couldn't see when we were leaving, you couldn't see the road. It was a whiteout. And as a true Californian, oh boy, I was scared driving. Oh my God. Never been in that. Didn't know what to do.
They had to de-ice our plane twice. And Will goes, well, let's hold hands. I'm like, All right, brother, let's start praying.
Such great memories. Oh, every weekend for you guys, even though physically and mentally draining, it has to be just physically and mentally phenomenal at the same time.
Happy hearts.
Happy hearts. Like that. Happy hearts. Well, we've taken up a ton of your time, and it's already been well over an hour. It goes by quick. Hopefully, this didn't
embarrass you.
Oh, geez. No, you kidding? You guys are awesome. This is fun. I love talking with you two. I miss you. I wish we could see you more often. And maybe if I didn't scare you away, we can call you back on another day to talk when you have time. So Absolutely. If you don't mind.
But thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
This was an absolute pleasure. So thank you so much for being here, and shout out to everybody at LADM, and good luck. What city is this weekend coming up?
New Jersey.
Lucky Jersey. They get to see you guys. So break a leg. Good luck. And we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, check back with us in a few weeks. Want to make sure you hear every episode of Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and more? Remember to like, follow, and subscribe to this podcast. Also, share our podcast with colleagues, family, and friends. Your support will help more people find and enjoy our content. Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More is directed by Eli Hallett. It is produced by Gabriel Hallett. Our theme music is by Coma Studios via Pixabay. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the contributors. The views and opinions do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the contributors' employers unless stated as so. Want to know more about us? Visit us at wrapituppodcast.com. That's with one P, wrapituppodcast.com. Wrap It Up Sports Medicine and More is a production of Halleck Consulting, LLC.